Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 KISS FM. Welcome to the show, Gibbons' friend Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning.
Phil was visiting from Jersey. He's fresh out of a divorce, and he went out for his first big night. What the hell happened to you last night?
Let's explain why wasn't Gibbons with you? Because that's what the first thing people are like, why is your friend here and he's out alone? That's the first thing they're thinking.
Okay, so Phil didn't start with a night out. Phil started his day in the craziest way you could start a day.
Yeah.
We get done the radio show here. I go home with Phil. I pack up my dog Killer to take Killer for a walk like I do every day.
Uh-huh.
I come back no less than 10 minutes later, and Phil is gone.
Yeah, so Phil, where did you go? What happened there?
What the hell?
I went to a local bar.
Okay.
By yourself? Or you met someone?
I met someone there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Phil, what? I don't even know where to start. First of all, you spent 5 hours with somebody else during the day?
Yeah, then he shows up 5 hours later.
Okay, wait, why did you put 5 hours in with a chick you're never going to see again? Are you going to see her again?
No.
There you go, see?
I get this text.
Well.
What?
Go ahead, Phil.
I'm on vacation.
I support the vacation hookup. Yeah, you know this. You
are
single.
What we don't support is you losing your shoes and being brought home by the cops at 2:15 in the morning. What the hell?
Dude, so like 9 o'clock hits last night and Phil's like, I want to go out. And I'm like, Phil, I'm not going out. I'm waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning for work. I can't do it tonight, bro. And he's like, you mind if I go out without you? And I'm like, you probably shouldn't, but if you want to, go ahead.
Is that true? Did he say that, Phil? Did he advise you against going out?
Not at all.
Oh, that's a lie! Oh, that's a lie!
We gotta fight, we gotta fight. Phil says you're lying.
Did he encourage you going out?
Oh, yes,
of course he did. So he gets up there and go to bed and sit on his phone with his girlfriend.
No!
Really, Gibbons?
So, the whole thing, I can't believe you let him go out alone to begin with.
You only live once.
You only live once.
You do only live once. It's true, Phil. That's a great motto to live by until you're brought home by the police.
I understand you had to get up, but it's your friend visiting.
I had to ask for directions.
So you asked a cop?
Gibbons, you failed your friend.
Bro, I was not.
You can't send a friend out in a city they've never been to alone.
I drove to Chicago the night before to pick him up. I got an hour of sleep.
So?
For the sake of this show, I was not going to go
out. Then what'd you do for the 5 hours he was gone yesterday afternoon? 1 hour of sleep, guy.
I literally slept for an hour. I slept for an hour and then I was worried because I didn't know where the hell Phil was, so I was
up
worrying
about
Phil.
You should have followed Phil with a video camera.
Look,
would have been hilarious.
You both failed at life yesterday because Gibbons sent you out alone in a city you don't know drunk, and then
Phil got blackout drunk and lost his shoes.
How did the cops even bring him home?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and I get woken up to a call from Phil and I'm like, all right, I'll let Phil in. And it's, hello, this is Officer Smith from the Milwaukee Police Department. Do you live at such and such address? I'm like, oh my God, yes. Is Phil okay? And the cop says, is Phil Collins staying with you this week? I go, yes. Is Phil okay?
It sounds like Phil Collins.
I was just going to say that.
It's so funny.
I know. And I'm like, officer, is he okay? Oh, yeah, we have him down in your lobby. He's pretty drunk. Can you come down and get him? So I got to wake up at 3 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. I jump out of bed. I get fully dressed because I have to. I go out and I get Phil. And I'm like, Phil, where are your shoes? Because he's not wearing shoes.
You still don't have your shoes, do you, Phil?
No.
Oh, God.
And he couldn't answer the question last...
I thought a good Wisconsin Samaritan was calling to return my shoes.
Right. You're never getting those back, my friend.
Do you write your phone number on your shoes? Does that happen?
You probably threw them in Lake Michigan or gave them to somebody.
Hold on. Phil, have you checked your wallet since you woke up? Did you get robbed last night? Did you lose your shoes by getting robbed? What the hell happened?
Oh, my God. That's a good question.
You know, I definitely feel like a clip out of Black Sheep.
Okay.
So you blacked out, but is your wallet there?
I do have my wallet.
Okay, good. You have your wallet,
okay. So he didn't get robbed of his shoes. He literally took them off for some reason.
So you have no recollection after what? Like 9 o'clock last night, Phil?
Did you hook up with somebody and left your shoes at their house? Like, I'm so dying to know what happened.
How did the cops...
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Dude, I was walking home.
Uh-huh.
Walking back to your apartment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I walked out of the bar, and that was kind of the last thing I remember. And then I woke up in the middle of a parking lot.
Whoa.
Phil, we might need to have a talk. Phil, you're pulling the crap my girlfriend's pulled in college, and you're 31. You can't wake up. You can get yourself killed. I feel like a mother right now. I'm like, Philip, listen up.
Was it my parking lot at my building or just a random parking lot downtown?
No, it was your. I woke up in your parking lot with a cop standing over me.
Oh, God. Who the hell are you? Where the hell are your shoes?
You know what's the ironic part about this, Riggs?
What?
Is that Gibbons complains about all the people in and out that are crazy. And then his friend comes to visit.
Yes, can't even get into his apartment.
No, that's not it. His friend is the one in the parking lot causing problems at 2 in the morning. The irony of that one.
I can't believe it. I should have gone out with him.
You should have gone out with him, yes.
That was
you know
a
what?
Bad
don't
friend
leave,
move.
Gibbons, don't leave Phil alone anymore unless he's with a woman, okay?
Normally you're a good friend, but you screwed him on that one, Gibbons.
Yes, we feel like you failed Phil.
You did.
I'm sorry.
Phil, you need to get some help. Get yourself some help.
Phil, I will not fail you anymore.
I need to give myself a pair of shoes.
That too. Damn it, Phil. Hold on just a second, all right, Phil?
Oh, Phil.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.